At this moment, I'd like to encourage the congregation to rise and do what we just talked about, and that is prayer. We continue with the prayers of the church. We pray. Brothers and sisters in Christ, the Lord has urged us to be persistent in prayer on behalf of ourselves and all people as they have need, and he has promised to answer, so let us now pray. Almighty God, your Son encouraged us to be diligent in prayer, and Paul called on us to pray without ceasing. Hear the prayers of your people for the sake of your Son, and grant your blessing to all who come before you. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty God, you hold accountable all those who govern and lead your people. Bless, guide, and instruct our president, Congress, governor, and all in authority that they govern according to your will and purpose for the cause of peace among the nations, for the common good of all. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty God, you carry the burdens of us all in your Son, who was wounded for our transgressions. Deliver the sick from illness, the suffering from their pain, the troubled from their distress, and the dying from fear. Lord, today we uplift those who are mourning the loss of loved ones, especially the Haney family with the loss of Bill this last week, or the Day family as they mourn the loss of Brian's mother. Lord, for also those names that we mention now and we mention quietly, silently on our hearts, you know who they are. Kai, John and Holly, Melody and Brad, Bob, Tim and Raina, Bev, Steve, Horton, Riley, Spencer, Bruce and Kathy, Bernice, Michael, Jen and Gabriel, Steve, Nicole, Cole, Daryl and Janine, Dave, Christina, David, Clara, Janet, Dan, Kyla, Jennifer, Danielle, and Tim. Give us courage and strength in our afflictions, that we trust in your promise and await your promised healing with patience. Lord, in your mercy.
Yeah.
Almighty God, you have promised never to abandon your children. Give us such confidence in your gracious will that we not abandon you in times of test, grow weary when hope is tried. Help us always and in all things to hold on to your promises with joy and thanksgiving. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty God, you know our frailty and our weakness, that we do not always know how to pray or what to pray for. So grant us all good things and profitable things for our salvation. Deliver us from all things that are harmful, through Jesus Christ our Lord, through whom all glory, honor, and worship are yours, Holy Father, in the unity of the Spirit, now and forever. Amen.